This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Nellie Paulina Bergen was born in 1930 in Knoxville, Tennessee. She later became known as Polly Bergen, the award-winning actress, singer, entrepreneur, and author. Bergen was born into a family that at times relied on welfare to survive. They eventually moved to California, where Polly, at just 14 years old, began singing on the radio. In 1949, Bergen made her film debut in a low-budget Western called Across the Rio Grande, in which she portrayed a guitar-playing saloon singer. Her career began to take off when she was discovered by Hal Wallace of Paramount Pictures, who signed her with his studio and immediately cast her in three of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis's early comedies. She had a lucrative contract with Paramount, but Bergen wanted more significant roles and decided to seek work elsewhere. The elsewhere came in the form of 1950s television. She guest starred on all the top variety shows of the time, became known as the Pepsi-Cola girl in TV commercials, and spent five seasons as a favorite panelist on the game show To Tell the Truth. In 1957, she starred in her own musical variety show on NBC called The Polly Bergen Show, in which she often appeared with her father, who was also a singer, and ended every episode with her theme song, The Party's Over. Polly Bergen had a fierce ambition. She was quoted as saying, "All I ever wanted to be was a star. I didn't want to be a singer. I didn't want to be an actress. I wanted to be a star." In 1958, she became one when she won an Emmy for her portrayal of the alcoholic torch singer Helen Morgan on the famed anthology series Playhouse 90. After that, she was cast in numerous TV movies, miniseries, and motion pictures, including Cape Fear with Gregory Peck and Robert Mitchum. And she starred in the movie Kisses for My President, where she was cast as the first female U.S. president, with Fred McMurray as first gentleman. Bergen was a household name from her 20s onward, but she was more than just an entertainer. In 1962, her first of three best-selling books was published, titled The Polly Bergen Book of Beauty, Fashion, and Charm. The success of this book led to her launching a mail-order business called Polly Bergen Cosmetics in 1965, which she sold to Fabergé 8 years later. "I'd love to, but what'll I wear?" was the title of her next book, which was described as the complete women's clothing guide for anytime, anywhere. In it, Bergen talked about the language of clothes. Throughout the 70s and 80s, Bergen became a strong voice for women's rights. Her book titled Polly's Principles, which came out in 1974, was not just a beauty book. It was a memoir revealing personal challenges she overcame, her abortion at age 17, divorces, and financial ruin. Bergen described the book as an intimate conversation between herself and the reader. Polly Bergen never stopped working. Late in life, she was nominated for an Emmy for her role on Desperate Housewives and nominated for a Tony Award for her role in Stephen Sondheim's revival of Follies. In Follies, she sang the show-stopping defiant anthem, "I'm Still Here." Many of us wish she was still here. Polly Bergen died in 2014 at the age of 84.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.